2 weeks ago, 384 tornadoes touched down through the center of the United States. According to the National Weather Service, it was the most active tornado week on record. Time and again, witnesses say tornadoes sound like freight trains. Al Bedard studies tornadoes. He's a physicist with the Environmental Technology Laboratory of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and he joins us from member station KGNU in Boulder, Colorado. Hi, Mr. Bedard.
Hello.
Oftentimes people do describe the sound of a tornado as a freight train going over. Is that how you would describe it?
I think they have in common that they're extremely loud, but the way that the sounds are created are completely different. Tornadoes have a lot of vocal repertoires to draw upon.
Elaborate on the vocal repertoires of a tornado.
Well, people can hear funnels aloft, so they don't have to be on the ground for a tornadic vortex to create sound. There's a tremendous wind shear in the core of a tornado, and instabilities run around the core as well, so the vortex can sing in a way. Another part of the repertoire can be when the tornado is actually on the surface, which is a definition of a tornado, and there's lots of shear at the surface layer, so sound gets radiated from that. A lot of turbulence and eddies, all contributing to the chorus, so to speak.
Does debris affect it?
Yes. If you hear telephone wires hum in the wind, a tornado is interacting with structures, debris, trees. Also, debris being carried up can produce sound.
Does learning about the sound of a tornado help in forecasting the behavior of a tornado?
We believe there's a tremendous amount of information that could be useful for detection and warning. And in fact, we're working to put a three-station observing system in the region of Colorado, two stations in Colorado and one in Kansas. And we're planning to give the information to the Weather Service in real time. We've detected vortices aloft about 10 to 20 minutes prior to them actually touching down.
So it could be a way of helping in the prediction and warning system, perhaps.
Yeah, we think of it as highly complementary to Doppler radar and another tool for the Weather Service that they'll find valuable.
Physicist Al Bedard from the Environmental Technology Laboratory of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The tornado sound was provided by producer Jim Metzner.